I love to watch men masturbate. It's a little fetish of mine. I think it started because my ex-husband claimed he never masturbated. I couldn't imagine. I know I did. All the time. And according to the statistics, men supposedly did it much more than women. It took him over a year before he was willing to let me give him a handjob. And it was even longer than that before he would masturbate in front of me. And that was after I caught him. Or, really, he caught me watching him. I'd been watching for a while. I was a bad influence on him. I introduced him to porn. He discovered he loved watching two girls together, and I'd purchased several tapes of girl-on-girl porn just for him. He couldn't resist, which is exactly what I was hoping. At night, after he thought I was asleep, he'd sneak into the living room and put on some girly porn. Me, I'd wait to hear the low moans of the girls on the television before sneaking out myself, watching from the doorway. The angle was a good one. I could see his profile, leaning back into the couch, his cock standing straight up in his pumping fist. I could also see the television screen, the girls there humping a double dildo between them, riding a pink jelly cock and moaning loudly. It was hard to decide which to watch, the movement of his hand up and down the length of his cock, or the sweet sight of two wet pussies, one blonde, one dark, impaled on a slick dildo. Just standing there, my panties were getting wet. When the girls on the screen started moaning louder, fucking faster, pressing their pussies as close as they could, his hand moved faster. When the blonde reached out to squeeze the dark-haired girl's nipple, I heard a sharp intake of his breath, and his hand moved a little faster still. Oh, God, baby. Oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. The dark-haired girl moaned, her belly quivering, her whole body stiff, and I saw his hand squeeze the tip of his cock hard, a bit of pre-cum gathering at the tip. The sight made me breathless with lust, and I ached to go lick it off. But I didn't want him to know I was there. I finally gave in to the ache between my legs, sliding my hand down to touch myself. I was afraid to interrupt him, thinking he'd be too embarrassed being caught that he'd stop. I didn't want him to stop. I wanted to see him come. The dark-haired girl moved position, so she was licking the blonde, using the dildo to fuck her at the same time. The end in her hand, the cock that had been inside her pussy, still shiny and slick. Oh, yeah, I heard him whisper as the blonde played with her nipples, pinching, squeezing, moaning, begging the other girl to lick her faster. Oh, baby, yes, it's so good. The blonde moaned, reaching her fingers down to spread her pussy lips wider. Eat that wet cunt. Oh, God, lick it till I come all over your face. He was jerking himself fast now, so fast, his breath filling the room, his hand shuttled up and down the length of his thick cock, finally focusing right at the head, his eyes half closed as he watched the screen. My eyes went from him to the TV and back again, my fingers wet, rubbing my clit while I watched. God, my pussy ached, my nipples hard under my t-shirt, as he pumped faster, harder, his breath coming in panting gasps, his hips bucking up, his toes curling. He was so close. So was I. Oh, that's it. The blonde arched, spread, came, the dark-haired girl pumping that slick cock furiously into her cunt, her tongue a blur over her clit. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. He groaned as he came, his cock spurting hot white jets of it over his hand, landing thickly on his belly. Just the sight of his cum made me come too, shuddering against the doorway, pressing myself there, feeling like I was going to collapse. I moaned, unable to stop myself. I couldn't keep quiet. and that's when he saw me. Our eyes locked, and I saw a myriad of emotions cross his face, from embarrassment to excitement. Finally, the latter won out, and I went over to the couch to join him. From then on, he masturbated in front of me when I asked him to, but sometimes I still like to sneak out and watch him when he didn't know I was watching.